Noah Zaleski and Alex Perry.
I wonder if we're going to see a squib kick here. Keep it out of the running back's hands that are returning the ball.
Still weighing the kick. There's the kick from the righty, and it is a squib kick. Bounces at the third 43. Brought in by number 27, Matt Mahalik, comes back in the middle field, and he's brought down by three blue jerseys at the 43-yard line. Leading the way was Sam Cook, right guard, defensive guard, 5'10", 210-pound junior. 46 seconds remain. Cass City trails by 4 points, 24-20.
This couldn't be more exciting. We did say at the beginning of the show, Cass City can throw if they need to. So it's going to be tested here. USA staying deep. The key is keep everything in front of you. Nothing gets behind you. Good tackling and tackle and hit everything in front.
And tackle inbounds. 46 seconds left. 24-20, USA by 4 points. Coming out in the spread formation, Fernald has two wide to the right, a little bit of a high snap, looking back to pass. Pocket holds, throws downfield to wide open Alex Perry. It is caught at the 20 and finally dragged down at the 13-yard line. Tackle made by Walker Foley. Alex Perry flips the field from the 44 down to USA's 13-yard line. This one is not over, folks. First and 10 for Cass City inside the red zone.
Alex Perry takes off on a fly pattern. Quarterback hits him in stride. Tremendous play. This game is definitely not over, folks.
Well, Ed Klump, I wasn't too sure what kind of game you'd have here for your broadcast debut. Certainly, you brought out the best of us apparently here tonight.
Well, I tell you what, this is the first time I've ever broadcasted, but I made up for it with absolutely no training. I flop sweated through my shirt before we came on, and then I calmed down, and now I am flop sweating through my shirt out of excitement now again.
24-20, USA leading by 4 points. Cass City knocking on the door, though. For another, perhaps the fourth time tonight. First and 10 from the 13-yard line. 38 seconds left. Both teams with just one timeout in their pockets. USA already back on the field. Cass City gets the word from Scott Cuthrell, head coach, for 18 seasons. Going for this would be win number 100. I've done the math multiple times. This could be win number 100 for Scott Cuthrell. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Bryce Fernald in the shotgun. Clock at 38 seconds left. Taking their time, trying to get this, apparently the play clock down to, there's the whistle. Bryce Fernald gets the snap, stays in the pocket, looking to pass downfield, and it is caught in and out of the hands at the goal line. Pass was intended for number 33, Noah Zaleski, in and out of the hands. That one had a lot of mustard on it from Bryce Fernald. Incomplete, a little behind him. Incomplete, stops the clock with 33 seconds left at the goal line. Second down and 10 from the 13.
The throw was a little bit behind him, but I think the throw had to be a little bit behind him because the safety was crashing down on the other side, threw it away from him. Put it in a spot where only he could get it, but that was going to take a marvelous catch to bring that in.
33 seconds, clock stopped after that incomplete pass. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Fernald has Mester to his right in the shotgun. Staying in the pocket, looking past once again. Rolls to his right, throws it downfield, and it is caught inside the end zone. Alex Perry with the touchdown. Touchdown, Cass City. 26 seconds left. The USA coaching staff says it was incomplete off the ground. Of course, the call stands. Touchdown, Cass City, with 26 seconds left. Cass City back on front by 2 points, 26-24.
An absolute dart. What a great throw. A frozen rope, Clark, is what it was.
Frozen rope, yes, it was.
Great catch going down, picking it off of the ground, getting his hands underneath it. Great catch. What a play.
The 13-yard pass to Noah. Who brought that in? Alex Perry. Of course he did.
When in doubt, just say Perry.
Going for two, and it's caught in the by number 27, Matt Mahalik. The two-point conversion's good, and now it's a four-point ball game with 26 seconds left. 28-24. Ed Klump, what can we expect now?
Who knows with this game? Tremendous. 26 seconds left. Did Cass City score too fast? No.
Sound like a broken record
this
up here
is,
now.
It's gonna be this is really going to be a tall order for the Patriots. 26 seconds left. Only one timeout left.
Just 26 seconds left in this ball game.
And again, they're not going to catch them. They're not going to catch Cass City off guard with the slant this time, you would think. So what is Han going to dial up?
28 to 24 now.
You can expect another squib kick from Cass City. Well, I think it's going to be a squib.
Both teams still in their huddles here. Now, Ed, of course, are we going to see almost the exact same play here from USA? I mean, do you think they can catch Cass City off guard two plays in a row?
I think it's a possibility, but I'm looking at the special teams coach out there talking with them. Maybe expect some trickeration here on the return. If they kick it deep, might be a little reversed.
This game better finish quick because Ed is coming up with words now as well.
I'm getting comfortable, Clark. I'm getting in the zone.
Dave Hansen will return next week, folks. Have no worries. Alex Perry will kick off from the 40-yard line. Cass City leading USA 28-24. We've had three lead changes in the last 48 seconds. Had to do the math there quick. Alex Perry, five on each side of him. Deep back, USA awaiting the deep kick. Perry's kick, deep kick, brought in by Braylon Ballard at the 12-yard line. Comes to the near sideline. Has a little bit of an edge to the 40, to the 45, and forced out of bounds inside U.S. territory. They're going to mark him down at the 46-yard line. First and 10, USA has 19 seconds on the clock. One timeout in their pocket. They trail by 4 points. Cass City 28, USA 24.
Great return by Ballard. He has to be getting a little bit of gas there.
I would think so.
And, of course, they would return it in this game. They would return it like that. Give him a chance.
Harbor Beach beats Rogers City 37-0 in Rogers City. First and 10 for USA, trailing by 4 points, 28-24.
Clark, that extra point conversion was huge. A field goal will not win it right now.
That is true. If USA kicked into the wind, that would be quite impressive in itself. Two wide each way. Gettle working off the right hash from their zone 46-yard line, trailing by four. 19 seconds left. Gettle gets the snap. Quick pass to Braylon Ballard. It's intercepted. No, it's out of in and out of the hands of Velasquez at the 45-yard line. Same exact play to Braylon Ballard. Velasquez read it, brought it in, but could not hang on to it. Incomplete, and USA lives for another few seconds here. 17 seconds left. 28-24. Kansas City leading by four.
Velasquez was ready for that ball. If it wasn't for a fellow defender knocking it out, he would have been going the other way.
Wow. Did not expect. We expected, quite frankly, all the youngsters to pick Cass City and some decently lopsided scores. Vegas put the line at 18.5. It's never even close to that at any point in this ballgame. Trips right, one left. Gettle in the shotgun. 17 seconds, second down and 10 from their own 46, left or right across the radio. Back to pass, rolling to his right, throwing downfield. It is caught in no out of the hands of Walker Foley at the 48-yard line. Stops the clock with 12 seconds left, third down and 10 from the 46. Walker Foley could not bring that one in. Connor Gettle running for his life as he has all night. Looks like Walker Foley lost a contact or something. Mouthpiece, there we go.
Wasn't going to be that big of a gain. Almost good that he dropped it, I think, on that play. He was going to stay in bounds. They were going to keep him in bounds.
They would have been tackled in bounds and would have had to use their final timeout. 12 seconds left. Cass City by 4 points. USA trying to find a little bit more magic in that bag. Third down and 10 from their own 46. USA has three backs at their own 40. Spraying things out too wide each way. Connor Gettle in the shotgun has Noah Crum to his left. There's the snap. Pocket holds. Throws downfield to the far sideline. It is into the hands of Keegan Bixman. It is with 7 seconds left. Stops the clock at the 34-yard line. Move the chains. The clock will start as soon as the chains are in position. USA is already at the line of scrimmage. They will more than likely just spike this one as soon as the whistle goes. There's the clock. Connor Gettle. And there is a false start as Connor Gettle was laying this clock come down inside of five, down to the 3 second. Connor Gettle, and this will be a false start. It should be a false start. The left tight end stood up outside of the formation, and now they're trying to square this one away.
A little bit of miscommunication, I think, between the coaching staff and the quarterback. Didn't get that play off. The clock kept running. As soon as they spotted the ball, the clock was running, and they were taking their own sweet time snapping the ball.
So the clock with 3.1